One of the big headlining acts that joins us every Friday morning is Lindsay Carr. Good morning. These intros are getting more and more spectacular, mate, aren't they?
They certainly are. It's the best part of the show. How are you, Mark?
It kind of is. Well, you are the best part of our show on a Friday. Hey, look, we've been talking Christmas movies today. You're a huge fan, aren't you?
Not really. I was listening to your Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's okay.
Good stuff.
Yes.
And you'll notice as well that we've had the studio all prepared for the silly season. We've got a bit of... It's been Christmas-ified. Is that a word?
It's got... that'll do. It has tinsel and glitter and a little...
Reindeer.
Is that what it is?
Looks like a dog.
Red-nosed dog.
Yes, Lindsay. Welcome. It's our Christmas dog, the 2NURFM Christmas dog.
Reindeer.
I think it is a dog.
I think it is a dog. Yes, look.
That's our Christmas mascot now, the Christmas dog.
Okay.
And a little Christmas tree as well. But look, let's not get ahead of things, you and the Christmas dog. We've got a lot of stuff happening on the weekend and a nice music festival, a little jazz.
Yes, it's called the Sun Fundy Music Festival and it's on this weekend at the Carrington Bowling Club. It's a fundraising weekend of markets and music from 24 local bands and performers. Begins tonight with some heavy rock and then tomorrow on Sunday you get jazz, country and blues. And it's called Sun Fundy because the bowling club is fundraising for... solar panels. So Fundy for fundraising and Sun for solar, you see?
Yeah, I get
this weekend at the Carrington Bowling Club. Yes, all weekend.
And music of a different kind, more relaxed.
Serenade Under the Stars.
Love the sound of that, Lindsay Carr.
Yes, sound like a Midnight to Dawn.
It does. Person. It kind of does.
As from late this afternoon in Civic Park, the free open-air concert of festive music, including the Newcastle Youth Orchestra, jazz pianist Terence Koo, clarinetist Andy Firth, and a 100-voice choir. So you can bring a picnic or there are food stalls available. The trees in the park will light up at dusk and there will be a visit from Santa.
He's a busy boy, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is.
And a documentary film happening too.
Yes, tomorrow night at the Tower Cinemas. It's called Hare Krishna. It's a documentary on the Indian Swami who started the Krishna movement in the 1960s. You know, he was 70 when he arrived in America. No support, no money. And the film shows how he acquired such a powerful following among the hippies and those seeking spirituality. And there's some rare footage of George Harrison, who, as you know, became one of the movement's greatest ambassadors.
Very much so. Well, would you have been a hippie?
I wasn't, actually. No, I just missed out. Just missed out on the hippies. No,
it's
wasn't
never too late.
You reckon?
Never too late, Lindsay.
I still ain't now to change.
And a big exhibition, of course, coming to Newcastle. And we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, but Rock This City.
Rock This City at the Newcastle Museum in Honeysuckle. It salutes the glory days of Newcastle's pub rock. Now, you would know about that, wouldn't you, during the 70s and 80s? Well, during the 80s.
What was I around when Henry Ford built his first car?
Well, come on. It includes video footage of some of the bands from that time, such as The Heroes and Deviate. Mm. And it features also the infamous Star Hotel riot of 1979. That's Rock This City at the Newcastle Museum.
Yeah, that will be a good one. Some great artefacts, too, they've got in there for that one. And again, music, we've got the Sydney Youth Orchestra.
We have this Sunday lunchtime at the Sisters of Mercy Convent in Singleton. It's a lunchtime concert of popular classics from the 50-member Philharmonic, conducted by the esteemed Brian Buggy. And the program includes Dvorak's popular New World Symphony. Now, did you know that astronaut Neil Armstrong took a recording of the symphony to the moon during the Apollo 11 mission of 1969?
I do now.
You do now, yes, that's right, yes. The Sydney Youth Orchestra at the Sisters of Mercy Convent this Sunday lunchtime at Singleton. Tickets at the door for midday.
Sounds pretty good. And just a reminder, if you'd like to find out a little bit more arts news, head to the Art Nudes Arts News page.
Yes.
You might find some art nudes as well.
It's a dog. It's looking at you. It's a dog that's crept up.
It's our Christmas dog that's quickly off the spot. If you want to head to our webpage and look through the webcam, you can actually check out the 2NURFM Christmas dog through
the webcam. It is. It's not a reindeer.
No, it's the Christmas dog. It's a Christmas dog. Thanks, Lindsay.
That's okay. Thank you.
And you'll be back next Friday. Right out to NURFM.
I certainly will. Thank you. See you then.